I don't blame her. I do so many stupid things, and she still sticks with me. Especially like in this business, because our morals get tested in this business a lot. And I remember once after a show, there was this she-devil. She's very devilish. She wanted me to go back to her place. And at that moment, I remembered this article I had read in Hustler magazine. Oh, you know the book? It's my favorite book. And in the article, it said, if you're ever in a situation where you're tempted to cheat, before acting on it, just find the nearest bathroom and just rub one out, and you won't want to cheat anymore. And I started thinking to myself, man, thank God I read, because it worked, man. Teach your kids, it's so important, reading. I went into the bathroom, I did my thing, and I came out like, I could think clearly now. It was beautiful. I go downstairs, and she was like, ready to go, and I said, no, I'm married, I gotta go home to my wife, and I just left. I was so proud of myself that when I walked away, I felt like movie credits should be scrolling down my back. Like the ending of an awesome movie, and there should have been an amazing victory song following me out the door like, you're simply the best, bow, better than, just following me all the way to the bus stop because I took the bus. I have a DUI. I was so proud of what I did, I could not wait to get back home and share this great news with my wife. I woke her up too, that wasn't smart. I was like, sweetie, sweetie, wake up, sweetie. Oh my God, I got great stuff to tell you. You're gonna be so happy you chose me. So, after the show, there was this beautiful girl, like much younger than you, and she wanted me to go back to her place. Now, I was gonna go, but, I instead went to the bathroom, unpacked my luggage, if you will, and I didn't wanna go anymore, right? Best husband ever! She was like, what did you just tell me? I was like, right, I did good, aren't you happy, right, good? She's like, let me get this straight, you idiot. So you did not cheat on me, not because you love me, but because you jerked off first? Do you see how stupid that sounds coming from someone else? Even I was standing there like, oh, that's dumb shit, right? Now, no. But it was too late because the question started immediately. She's like, what if you would have met her in a place where there were no bathrooms? Then what? I was like, sweetie, such a place does not exist. She's like, what if you would have met her in a helicopter? I'm like, what am I doing in a helicopter? And she was like, answer the question! And I was like, oh my God. And then I got into the panic mode that all guys get into when we're cornered by our ladies, right? Ladies, we just shut down. You've seen this. We just shut down. We can't move. We're just mumbling gibberish. It makes no sense. Now you ladies think we're ignoring you, but we're not. We actually just shut down on purpose because we can't do two things at once. So we just act like that. What we're doing is trying to concentrate to see if we could remember anything in our brain, anything that you've told us throughout our time together that we could take and throw back in your face, okay? So I found mine. I got out of my, I'm like, oh, okay, yes, I'm gonna answer this amazing helicopter question, sweetie. But just before I do, I wanna say one thing. Do you remember before we were married, while we were dating, you said that as long as I was completely honest with you, that I would never, ever get in trouble? Obviously, you're a liar. You're simply the best, man! Yeah, nothing happened to me. I mean, she kicked me, but nothing happened. But now, because of that conversation I had with my wife, I cannot stop fantasizing about having sex in a helicopter. That's all I think about all the time. I Google image it. I watch Zero Dark Thirty and it turned me on, okay? It's not normal.